This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality. Triple bypass.
The best of both worlds. Triple bypass.
Well, if you couldn't guess from both that very catchy song and from our intro, this is Triple Bypass, here to talk about bisexuality on Joy 94.9. That was, of course, Alicia Champion's song, Bi. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And we are joined tonight by the, again, so coming back after over a, almost a year.
Probably about a year
last
now.
Time, yeah. Shamita Sivabalan, thank you so much. Or Sham, as we're going to be calling you because it's much easier. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hello. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
It's great. I could see you also seem to enjoy that little groove. It's one of my faves.
Yeah. I was just like, yes to all of these lyrics. It's hilarious.
Love it. It's like, yes, she's using the word over and over and over again.
Yeah. In a non-NSYNC bye-bye-bye way.
Yes.
We mean it differently
here. Exactly. You got to have a bit of a ambiguity in there as well. We love a bit of ambiguity in the bye-bye-bye.
Or do we?
Shamita is here to talk about an upcoming show that she's in, but also just in general to have a chat with us about, particularly just to remind us, because James and I have all of the white privileges in the world. So just remind us that, you know, the bi space is not just for us. But of course, before I'd like to come to that, I'd like to say thank you to Urban Dreaming for that great show previously with Gal and Gracie. Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Kulin Nations, and we acknowledge the past, present and future elders, the people of this land, especially the brother boys and sister girls of the Indigenous LGBTQI community. Of course, so stay tuned to hear the rest of the show. We'll be speaking about, Shan's picked out some very cool songs for us, and then I picked out some songs for her as well, and there's a whole combination of that. I'm just going to be catching up because it's been a year. If you'd like to catch up to, you can always message us on 0427JOY949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. You can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass. And James is manning the Twitter sphere at Triple Bypass. So you can hashtag or at us, tweet at us, do all the things. You got twice the characters now, 260 characters. You can say all kinds of stuff with that many. Make preferably something nice. That'd be good. Just going to put that out there.
Twice as nice.
You can be twice as nice on Twitter. Now that's definitely going to happen, isn't it? Sarcasm.
I just don't understand Twitter. It's always been one of those things. I'm like, I don't touch it. It's a scary, scary place.
It's terrifying. It really is. There's actually an article in the New York Times I was reading about how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it was, yeah, because you need some help.
And how do you use Twitter?
So firstly, it was recommending, it was basically talking about the fact that this is where live debates actually happen. So this is where events do break and are discussed in live time, which is true. So you've got to find the people who talk about the events that you are interested in. Don't follow your friends unless you like what they have to say. But like, you know, so a lot of people were following during the marriage equality postal survey, Lane Sanity from BuzzFeed, because she would do a lot of live coverage, a lot of the events there. People follow a lot of politicians in general just to see what they're having to say. You can follow President 45. I don't recommend it just because you'll see him retweeted as everyone just collectively loses their minds.
I should just admit that when the amendments were being debated and when it looked like the bill was about to be voted on, Lane Sandy was the one that I followed. I basically just went, yeah, I'm not reading the rest of my feed. I'm just reading her.
I followed her for the High Court challenge. She was very good for that. I followed myself for the amendments. And people followed me on Facebook, which is pretty cool. You can't really do the same, like, live blogging on Facebook. It takes a lot longer. But I was just like, oh, look, Bobcat is talking again, everyone. And that was his reaction. Like, oh,
listen, about crocodiles. It's more important.
He was actually, you know, he's become very viral in the United States. It's like, no, don't love him. He's not an adorable old Australian man. He's
yeah,
awful.
No, he's actually terrible.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he had his like 15 minutes of fame. Now he should just go back to his little hole.
Let's try that. If you
no, you can say whatever you want.
But if he says anything that we, you know, if he's ever in the middle of a speech that we don't like, we should just say. But what about the crocodiles, Bob? Yeah, about the crocodiles?
Bob, stop talking about how a priest in a dress is not actually a dress, and how no one thinks, you know, no one will make an idiot out of you because you're already doing it for yourself. Anyway. So, actually, before we came on air tonight, Sham and I were having a chat about what, you know, we were doing to celebrate after Thursday had happened. And I think, Sham, you were saying that it was, you know, it wasn't really a party mood. Like, there was a good feeling. But
of course, yeah. It was just, it was kind of one of those things where I think, I don't know about everyone per se, but myself, I was just like, yes, okay, now I can just lie back and chill out. And I just wasn't in the mood to party, simply because I think energy-wise, all of this stress has just been pent up about it. And, you know, I think once the public postal votes came through, we all kind of had this feeling of like, yeah, you know, okay. Because to do anything other than say yes 100% would be political suicide.
Yeah, you'd think
it was,
so.
Yeah.
But, you know, think having a voluntary postal survey would be political
suicide. That's also true, but hey.
No, I agree. I think it's there was a lot more euphoria, probably because we weren't sure how Wednesday was going to go. Even
yes.
We were totally confident. No, none of us were.
I did enjoy a large number of people being concerned about Lyle Shelton's diet.
Oh, yes. So, for those of you who might not be aware, Eat Shit Lyle was trending globally on Twitter. people were just like, I don't know who Lyle is, but apparently he should eat shit. It's like, yes, that's entirely accurate.
Wow, I did not know that was trending.
Eat a turd, Lyle Shelton. It was trending globally. It was magical. Speaking of trending, so, Sham, you are a performer in pretty much every way I can think of for performance, which for those of you, I'm not particularly performative creative, so that's actor, dancer, you also do spoken word, you act in film as well, you teach dancing.
Yeah, I do teaching and stuff,
and
yeah.
Drumming, and you do fitness, and you juggle. You juggle? I did not know you
juggle. I don't juggle. I do juggle many things.
Oh, you juggle teaching workshops.
You know what? Juggling is one thing I would love to do, though. So if anyone is an expert juggler out there, hit me up.
Get in touch.
That's a skill I'd like to add to the list.
Yeah, just like...
What about
everything
mime?
Else
mime?
Well, you know what? Not necessarily mime, but I do physical theatre. Particularly Japanese forms.
Puppetry.
So like kabuki?
A little bit of puppetry. not kabuki, but Suzuki. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of Buto as well.
Buto, yes.
Yeah.
So that was a Japanese art form that actually came about after the war to kind of, as a way to try and capture and help collectively show what the country was going through. And we did a bit of it when I was in year 12, which was longer than I would like to admit on radio. But you also make things, so you make your own costumes and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do all of that kind of stuff.
And you're a mean cook. Now, I'm taking this to mean that you yell at your food.
A mean cook yelling at my food? I don't yell at my food per se, but I do, however, yell at my partner, who gets very distracted at times. I'll be in the kitchen and I'll be cutting things and I'll be like, hey, can you go outside and get this? And I'll be like, yep. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, where are the spring onions? Get me the spring onions. So in that sense, yes, I'm a mean cook.
Yeah.
Also, I can probably boast about my cooking skills.
Hell yeah. Hell yes. I can't attest to that, but I'm just going to hold out that, you know, if you want me to endorse that on the radio, I would have to just try
to sample. It. Yeah, I should bring some food bribes next time.
with the spring onions.
With the spring
onions. So we're about to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after that to have a chat about what Sham's latest project is, which I think is some we saw some of those kids hanging out in the studio.
Yes, for the Edge program the other day, yeah.
That's right. Now, the next song coming up is one of your choices, Sham. This is Tash Sultana's version of Blackbird. Awesome. Now, I did not know she was such a banging guitarist, but my gosh. So this is all of her playing, so stay tuned and listen to that. This is Triple Bypass, and you're on Joy.
Thank you.
That's right. Thanks, Rob. You are listening to Joy 94.9, and that was Tash Sultana's original song, Blackbird. This is Triple Bypass, the show on Joy for people who are multi-gender attracted, bisexual, pansexual, queer. We call it bi, which just fits in the name title, and we worked really hard to come up with a good title for us. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And we're joined by the amazing Sham.
Hello.
Sham is an incredible bi artist, actor, performer, brilliant person who's picked out that great song for us. So I have heard some Tash, but I have not heard an acoustic set like that. That was...
Oh, she is incredible. I could wax lyrical. I've seen Tash Sultana live a couple of times. I don't know. I feel like she's touring at the moment. I could be wrong, but I think she's, like, travelling around a bit. But, yeah, I think I was one of those people that saw her busking on Bourke Street, not too far away from where we are right now. And yeah, and I just kind of stopped and I was like, whoa, this is incredible. And then, yeah, it just kind of picked up from there. Saw her play at a few friends' festivals and then boom.
Bam. Yeah. She was. She had a song in Triple J's Hottest 100 last
year.
Yeah,
she was.
Also, just take a moment again, they've changed the date. That's awesome.
Yes. I'm so happy about that.
So happy about that. Just had to say.
Oh, yeah, no, super important.
So, guys, if you want to get in touch, have a chat with Sham. We're going to be talking about her upcoming show. But if you've got any ideas for music or if you like Tash Sultana or if you just want to say hi, you can message us on 0427JOY, which is 569-949, or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can also, that was an email address. Yes, it was. Sorry. You can find us on the website, which is joy.org.au/triple bypass. And that's all where all of our delicious podcasts are. And they are delicious. I, much like Sham is a mean cook, we are mean podcasters. We eat without any spring onions. If you've just tuned in now, that's going to make no sense. So you should listen to the podcast, clearly, to understand that joke. So Sham, tell us about what is coming up for you right now.
Yes, okay. Well, it just so happens that I have a show coming up this Friday at Hares and Hyenas called Video Killed the Radio Star, featuring none other than Justin Edge of The Edge, which is a show on Joy as well.
It is.
It's Justin's first show, baby. Ooh. Justin.
Is he the radio star? Is he going to die?
Sam,
are you going to kill Justin?
We don't like to perpetuate the whole the black guy dies first stereotype here. So lucky for Justin, Justin is not dying.
It's not the radio star. He can't go, James.
No,
he can't go. They're going to try and find another radio star.
But yeah, it's a show with myself, mm-hmm. Natasha, or Benny Lola, as some mm-hmm. of you may know, and Rolly of the show Yummy, mm-hmm. which you may have not seen around. It's an amazing sort of drag, sort of fun queer show. So it's the three of us and Justin, mm-hmm. and the show is pretty much 1999 and all of the 90s personified, because there's a big nostalgia thing happening at the moment, and the 90s is very in at the moment.
Yes, it is. We just love looking back.
So it's, you are going to party like it's 1999.
We are going to party like it's 1999. It's set at this thing called House Party, which is a famous DJ's party that my character, Vanessa, a teenage girl growing up in the ghetto, really wants to get to. It's the hottest party in town. It's New Year's Eve and she wants to be there because there's a dance competition being hosted by none other than the DJ and the hottest choreographer in town, Wade Bluebird, played by Rolly, who is a kick-ass dancer.
Wade Bluebird is a killer name.
Well, a little bit inspired by Wade Robson. I don't know if you remember Wade Robson in the 90s as a big choreographer.
No, I was an infant.
No, you're an infant. Oh, well, you know. But yes, so the show basically focuses on Vanessa, and it's every cheesy 90s movie rolled into one. A little bit inspired by things like, I know.
Step Up.
A little bit, maybe Step Up.
Honey.
A little bit Honey, a little bit Sister Act. a little bit crossroads, if you like.
We're going like the Razzies as well.
It's everything in between. But it's hilarious. It's cabaret comedy, and it's going to be on one night only at Hares and Hyenas. It's a quick
this
show.
This Friday. Okay, so is there a website people can check it out?
There is, and the website is www.wordisout.com.au /event/video-killed-radio-star. If you Google it, just go to wordisout.com and type it in the search bar.
I'm going to put a link on our Facebook
group.
Please
do. That would be awesome.
That'll be fun. That sounds awesome. So Hens and Hyenas is a pretty sweet venue.
Yeah.
One of the few queer places that is hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Greyhound.
Oh, yeah.
So please, guys, check it out and check out all that stuff. It sounds amazing. I have to admit, I did watch Step Up, and my brother was really into Honey for quite a long time, so we watched that movie a lot.
Yeah.
And I was even less coordinated as a child than I am now, which is impressive, people who know me. So, like, I loved watching him do the dance moves, and then I'd try, and it would be just like, it wasn't even funny. Like, it was sad.
Crockery would get broken.
It was just real sad. Like, who is that small child? What is she doing? I'm trying to bring it down. No.
I'm cramping, Mom.
I thought you were having a seizure.
Oh, yeah. The show definitely features some awesome 90s throwback moves as well, I will say.
What do you think it is about the 90s that was that kind of is bringing back the nostalgia now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hate to say it. We do have some amazing music now. We do. But I feel like the 90s in a lot of ways, sound-wise, was a bit groundbreaking compared to what we have now.
Well, that was like the beginning of like the digital auto-tune thing. Like Britney Spears, you're speaking of, actually was quite, like her song, Give Me Baby One More Time, was actually one of the first songs to kind of play with that almost alien-sounding auto-tune.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right. She was in the front. She was incredible. I have come around, I've done like a complete 180 on Britney since when I was in the 90s.
Yeah, I wasn't actually that much of a Britney fan back then, but now I look at her and I'm like, you know what? I should give you this respect because you had that weird singing style that was kind of like, but it worked.
It worked.
And then you had the dance, which was a killer dancer.
She was. And also, like, now the stuff with the hashtag MeToo's come out, you're like, okay, a lot of what's happened with a lot of those young female artists who burnt out is making a lot more sense to me now.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, also just generally, parents, don't do that to your kids. Like, she was very young when it was going on. Don't do that. That's weird.
Growing
just
up in the spotlight.
Let children be children. Let them be kids. Speaking of thinking of the children, I'm just really happy about queer kids right now. Yeah. I was thinking that someone was telling me that on Friday they were looking around, there were all these, you know, same-sex couples holding hands in the city, and I just think that is great. I just think I'm hoping that this really has removed a lot of fear young people might have had about what they could do and what their country was okay with.
Totally.
And hopefully we'll keep that all moving. Now, I did see on your bio, Sham, that you're a fan of the dank memes.
Oh, dank memes. Dank memes in general.
Dank memes for days.
Oh, I love the dank memes. I am particularly into, like, I don't know, I just, any meme that has animals in it in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Also political memes. Political memes.
Love it when you combine those two.
Yeah.
Animal political memes, best memes. We're going to talk more about we're talking about animals, memes, politics, Sham. It's going to be amazing.
It's all happening. It's all happening.
But that's been coming back after another song that was picked, which is by Perfume Genius, Fool. That's what I'm going to have to play now. So stay tuned. Listen to that. This is Triple Bypass. We'll be right back. You're on Joy.
Couch you bought.
This is Joy 94.9, and you are listening to Triple Bypass, the bisexuality program here on Joy. We're not for just for bisexuals. If you're pansexual, if you're queer, if you like more than one gender, no matter what title you are, we're here for you. Also, if you're just a cool person who wants to listen, we're here for you too. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And we have Sham.
I'm Sham.
Sham. Sham. Shamita is here on the show chatting about her upcoming show on Friday at Hairs and Hyenas, mm-hmm. a 90s dance spectacular.
Indeedy.
All your faves. It's a dance party theme kind of thing called Video Killed the Radio Star, which is an odd thing to spruik while you're presenting a radio show.
I know. I'm not shooting myself in the foot, I hope.
She's going to shoot us. No, she's not. It's fine. Don't worry. But if you want to check in on us and make sure we're still alive, you can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass. Also, James is manning the Twitters. So if you want to tweet, you can do that too. At Triple Bypass, because no surgeon got in there fast enough. We were the first.
Or their spelling was correct, one or the other.
Oh, yeah, that's... probs. Probs. Look, we try. That's all you can ask.
I thought it was very clever.
Well, the pun wouldn't work if the spelling was correct, so...
Exactly. It's all about the puns. Never mind grammar. Some guy wrote a dictionary and was like, this is how you can spell things. Before that, it was a lot more fluid, and we're all about fluidity here.
Uh-huh. Nice segue.
Thank you. I work hard on them. So, Sham, would you say that Video Killed the Radio Star is a queer show?
I would definitely say it's a queer show. Like, I don't want to give too much away about the show, but let's just say it's a little bit about realizing that someone very important to my character, Vanessa, is queer, coming to terms with that in a way. And the show is just, it's gayer than Christmas. It's full of the classics. It's full of lots of, campy drag acts and mm-hmm. amazing banging tunes. Yeah. It's a pretty gay show. It's pretty great.
Excellent. Now, of course, it's pretty gay, but I'm assuming it's also good for those of us on the pan bun.
Oh, so, yes. Well, of course. Yeah. It's very much. It's all about that.
I have to admit, I know I can be frustrating about that. It's one of those things, I think, particularly after the marriage equality thing. I was just like, I know that we refer to gay because it's just easier than saying, just to specify, I mean.
I think you mean G-A-Y.
I think. Yes. I just, and I suppose, because they say it's gay. It's like, does that mean that it's just like got lots of stuff?
Oh, like in terms of like patriarchal gay a little bit?
Yeah, just as far as the like, sometimes I do think it's interesting that the term that is most often used to describe everyone is the term that is used for men.
That's so true. And I was talking with a friend about this the other day too, and I was like, yeah, see, sometimes I say queer and sometimes, I'll say gay. And it's weird that I sort of associate both with something similar when they're actually not.
Mm.
And even then, queer until about, I'd say maybe late 90s and stuff, even queer was quite a slur.
Yeah, well, queer was definitely a slur.
Yeah, and it's only been in recent years that, we've all been like, yeah, queer is an umbrella term.
We have reappropriated that.
Exactly.
We've reclaimed it.
Yeah.
Which I think, is something that marginalized groups are allowed to and have done. And again, it's these things like, that's our word. Mm. Our word. If you go around talking about, the queers, we'll come for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit different when it's,
exactly.
Yeah.
So do you use the word bi often? Because you've mentioned that you've...
Yeah, no, it's that's an interesting one. I think it depends on the circle of people that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes if I'm in a group of people that are, well, I won't assume sexualities, but like straight passing, mm-hmm. I'll often say, I'm queer. And if I'm in a group of people that, are of multiple sexualities, sometimes I'll emphasize that I'm bi.
Yeah.
But it really depends on the situation.
It's you got to kind of suss it out first.
Yeah,
I was talking to a friend before, and I was thinking when – this is, of course, just my personal experience, but when you are bisexual or pansexual, one of the ones that occasionally has to cop a bit of flack from the community,
yeah.
you kind of go in and assume hostility until proven otherwise.
A little bit. With a bit of a barrier.
Exactly. I think similar to any marginalized group, within a marginalized group going in, there's always a thing of, are you going to be cool?
Yeah.
Like, how's this going to start? And until you know if they're cool or not, you just kind of hold yourself. Exactly.
Which is self-defense, really. I mean, that's protection.
Oh, exactly, exactly. But it does tend to mean that, you find which word is easiest to use.
Yeah.
Or if it's worth correcting somebody, or if they're going to get annoyed at you and that's going to be worth dealing with. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because I think queer is one that has become a bit recent, though, because, you know, that was when I was, you know, I knew the term bisexual was known when I was 16 and came out, but queer was not a term that was being used.
Yeah, no, neither.
It's sort of, in my experience, it sort of came a lot out of the university queer spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I think because they were looking for an umbrella term that would include everybody without being really specific. And I think, yeah, and I think there was also that political thing of, like, want to reclaim this term. But I think that was the first time I ever saw it being used, because I was going to university in the 90s and the early 2000s as well, because, you know, let's do it again. And, yeah, and it was just like, it was always, you know, rainbow spaces were always being described as, you know, queer spaces. So, yeah, I think that was where a lot of the heavy lifting was done, to go, no, this is ours now, we're using this. It's like, fine, you want to call us that word, we'll embrace it and we'll use it.
It's interesting, because I would say my, then again, this is my experience and no one else's, my experiences of queer spaces was that they were gay spaces.
Mm.
They were not spaces where I could.
Depended very much on the space. Some of them were, I've been to a few queer spaces at a few universities, and some of them are very free and open and everybody's welcome. Some are very gay male, some are very lesbian. It really depends on who founded the space
and
who's running it now.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I've definitely noticed is that a lot of our queer spaces are super, super, super white.
Oh, yeah.
Has that, I'm not sure, like, that was just me and, like, my very, you know, I am 50 Shades of Mayo over here. Like, I know what I am. I'm Wonder White. I'm full of air and you can squish me real easy. But so I don't know. Is that something that I noticed that when my friends at university who are not white preferred the women's lounge to the queer spaces as far as finding a space for that? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a hard one to say, because for me, personally, I think I've always been a little bit of one of those people who definitely is comfortable with what they are and, you know, potential labels that I place on myself. But I've always been that person that kind of jumps from group to group, and I've never really been one of those people that's like, I'm super active in the queer scene or in the women's rights scene. Even though I definitely identify and adopt those beliefs, I'm not kind of, you know. However, I did find that within, like, a particular group that I did align with, which was a lot of kids in the arts and kids in theatre, very mixed bag and a lot of diversity, which I've been lucky with, because, you know, like at my high school, for example, the only, like, openly out and out, quote unquote, queer kids were often just like the white and probably a little bit more privileged as well. And it was the kind of queer that was like, I like to call it resort gay. Does that mean anything to you? Do you know what I'm saying by resort gay?
I think I'm getting the gist.
It's kind of like, you know, oh, honey, our holiday in Hawaii was fabulous, and we went to Cabo.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know.
I'm picturing middle-aged guys in silk kimonos.
A little bit, yeah, but like junior version. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of that, you know? And it was just sort of like almost more acceptable for them to be more outwardly, you know, queer, whereas I think, like, from a person of my background, it's like a POC, big, like, cultural thing. You don't talk about that stuff. Yeah. So, interesting, and we noticed discrepancies there, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's always been the case, that money can buy privilege.
So, right? Yeah, you know.
Despite that happens. In fact, no, that's how it has been always and forever.
Mm. Well,
that's why, you know, poor people are crazy and rich people are eccentric.
Look, I'm not going to go on my rant about socialism and the evils of capitalism again for the fifth time.
It's just like
at this point, just the words just sound meaningless because I say them over and again. But I'm not going to say them on radio, guys, because I love you too much for that. Instead, I'm going to put on a pretty grooving jam. This is Figures by Jessie Reyes. I'm pretty sure this is a radio edit. I'm pretty sure it may still contain a few swear words, though, so just keep that in mind as you listen. You're listening to Triple Bypass with Ruby James and Sham. We'll be right back.
To die, and you gave me games, love, figures. I know I'm crying, cause you just won't change, love, figures. I gave it all, and you gave me love, figures. I wish I could do it. exactly what you did. I wish I could hurt you back. Love, what would you do if you couldn't get me back? You're the one who's gonna lose something so special, something so real. Tell me, boy, how in the f*** would you feel if you couldn't? I'm the bad guy, cause I can't learn to trust love figures. You say sorry once and you think it's enough. I cried a lineup of girls and a lineup of guys begging for me just to give them a try. Figures, I'm willing to stay cause I'm sick for your love.
That's right, this is Joy 94.9 and you are listening to Triple Bypass, here to put the B in LGBTI. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
I'm Sham.
And the Shamers did a pretty killer live read, thanks for that.
No nice worries, guys.
That's right. There are a whole range of pretty amazing podcasts that you can listen to either on joy.org.au/podcasts or you can find a lot of them on iTunes as well. We are also on iTunes.
As I hear, there's a bisexual show on the joy.org.au.
There is a whole bisexual program that's been going on for over a year now.
Fascinating
stuff. It's actually it's pretty good, if I do say so myself, which I do.
I'm biased, of course.
I am biased.
But I'm
love it. You can find our podcast directly on joy.org.au/triple bypass or also on iTunes. And if you do listen to them on iTunes, please give us a rate and review so more people can find us and join in the fun, which you can also join in too by messaging us if you're listening live on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au or tweet at us at Triple Bypass. That's with the B-I. It is not spelt correctly, but it's funnier this way. Deal with it. Speaking of deal with it, one of my favourite memes, we were talking about dank memes. That's right, that's one of the sunglasses falling down. Deal with it.
Memes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Dank memes. Now, during that pretty amazing song that was Figures, the radio edit by Jesse Reyes, I introduced Sham to one of my favourite meme Facebook pages, which can I talk about that on the radio? I don't know.
Talking about memes.
Talking about the Simpsons memes.
I feel like Simpsons is radio appropriate.
I think, look, there's some pretty hilarious Australian politics Simpsons memes. Let's just put it out there. Most people will know. They go around there. The ones that Bob Catter are amazing because that guy's weird. Also, they've reused the particular meme, that moment from The Simpsons where they're like, you know, stop it, stop it, he's already dead. And they just have it with, like, every single liberal leader that's been going through for the last few years. Oh, news polls are not being kind.
No.
Nor should
and
they
why
be.
Should they be, really?
Amen. Just gosh, guys, just do better at your jobs. Run this country better. Anyway, yeah, on the plus side, as far as people beating politicians and getting stuff down, again, huge win for us on Thursday last week. And this is, of course, as much of a win for all of my lovely bi and pan friends.
Can I tell you something really awesome that I saw? I ended up staying at work quite late because I wasn't going home until the vote had gone through and I knew for sure. And then I ended up sort of sitting at my desk crying for about half an hour afterwards.
Fair. Don't want to drive you doing that. Eyes are blurred. Can't see the road.
So I drove home a bit later than usual and I was coming home on CityLink and there's the sound tube, which I think of as the dinosaur rib cage. That weird thing in Flemington. It was lit up in rainbow colours. And I was like, has that always been like that? And I've just never noticed before. It turns out the lighting's just been installed, but the sort of its debut was to light it up in rainbow colours to celebrate the vote.
That's really cute.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I noticed on the Wednesday, the 15th, if you ordered an Uber, the little track to the Uber was a rainbow.
I did see that.
And also before that Uber actually had to put on like, don't forget to enroll and have your say with a rainbow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have issues with Uber for a different capitalistic union reasons. But kudos for that, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. It made me smile a whole bunch.
Totally.
Big
like,
old smiles.
I think that, you know, the entire time that the postal vote thing was happening, like, any time that I saw, like, a, you know, we're voting yes or, like, rainbows on any kind of big business or shop front or app in Uber's case, like, you know, it was a small gesture, but it actually meant a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when they started coming out with those, you know, actually, yeah, it's okay to say no kind of campaigns. That was especially during that time, it meant a lot.
It did. I was like, I think we've talked about this before. It's easy to talk about now. It's over. I think myself and particularly a lot of my friends from the queer community who are a fair bit older, mm-hmm. were saying that what they had been worried about was kids. And they were actually quite surprised by how much they were affected. As hardened campaigners, you know, who'd seen awful things, they were quite shocked at how much they were hurt and upset and stressed. I think you mentioned before, Sham, about just the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So much stress, like, left my body so quickly on the Wednesday after the thing. Like, it felt like I was just melting into a puddle. Like, it was just kind of like, woof.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think I realized how much it was, like, irritating me and upsetting me until finally it was like, yes, you know?
Yes.
And I think I got more emotional than I thought I would.
Yes.
I saw people crying on the TV because I was like, I'm not one of those people that can bring myself to be out in public just in case it's a no.
But how great was it though? Like, this is something we've never really seen before, that, you know, we had politicians from both...
I was crying on the TV, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Politicians from both sides of the house are actually, like, hugging each other and high-fiving and, like, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And so it's like... It's... Like, I think the whole postal vote thing was a terrible idea. It was just a shitty thing. But the fact that it ultimately led to one really beautiful moment of, you know, real unity. And, like, and it wasn't just the fact that it was voted through, but it was just voted through with such enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And there was just, you know, everyone was just so, all the people who were voting yes were just so excited to be voting yes. And that was a really beautiful thing.
I also, I read this very interesting article about, what was interesting to me was that because the No campaign decided to make this about everything else but marriage, they lost on all of those too.
Mm.
This is a vote for gender, like, you know, for gender theory in schools. Yes to that.
Yeah.
This is about, like, this is saying no to political correctness. Yes to that.
Yeah.
This is about saying no to boys in dresses. Def's yes to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, dresses are compulsory for boys now.
Right,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. you set the new criteria and everyone voted yes.
Yeah.
So... Eat shit, Lyle Shelton.
Hashtag eat shit, Lyle.
All right, we've only got a few minutes left. We've got to wrap up, guys. But coming up next will be Local Route, which is some pretty cool Aussie music with Jason, the new show coming in. Now, if you guys are missing Jam Sessions, it's now on Mondays, same time slot. So join Miller there. Now, Sham has a pretty amazing house party, 90s drag dance queer spectacular.
Extravaganza.
Even better. Spectacular. That will be on this Friday at Hares and Hyenas. Mm-hmm. And so you can find that on the Hares and Hyenas Facebook page as well.
It should be there or on thewordisout.com.au and then just type in Video Kill the Radio Star.
Also, you can check it out on our Facebook page.
Indeedy.
Because I just put it up there right now while on radio, multitasking.
Oh. I haven't tweeted it yet, but I will.
Yeah, you will,
yeah,
James.
Nice
I believe
one.
In you. So, also, guys, so we are coming up to the Christmas break, and then there's Midsummer. There's lots of exciting stuff. Joy's going to be doing a whole Triple Bypass. We're going to be doing a whole month of Midsummer, so stay tuned for that. Tomorrow is going to be extremely warm. I'm just throwing it out there because if you are like me and any temperature above 25 freaks you out a lot, you should know this so you can have time to prepare.
How warm is it going to be?
37 degrees.
Oh, damn. I need to be on the beach.
Yes. I need to be inside with a fan.
With the AC, yeah.
Yeah, and the AC and finding shades that look good with pink.
Someone sent me an article a couple of years ago that I never did anything about, and it was waterfalls you can swim in around Melbourne, and I'm totally doing it this summer.
Send it to me right now. Right now, James, because the show's over, so you can do that. Thanks, guys. This has been Triple Bypass on Joy. Stay tuned for local routes. Have a great night. Thanks for coming in, Sham.
Thank you.
I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
See you later. This is Placebo running up that hill.
Be running up that road. Be running up that road. Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass. On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.